their backs in terms of just similarities and some differences between Reed and Bird?
Yeah, you know, they're similar in that they, you know, they're both big backs and they're physical backs, but they have different running styles. I really don't want to get into all the different styles that they have, but they definitely have different styles that you can see on film, and they're both very, very good. It's going to be a very physical game. Mike's done a great job with that team. They got a good football team. It's going to be a real physical challenge. He's trending in the right direction, Mark. How's that? You know, we released the injury report, so you guys will see it when it's released after this or whatever time they release it.
The more and more you watch Deontay Foreman, does he seem like that type of a running back, power inside the tackle, short yardage? Does he seem like he could be that guy for you guys eventually?
Yeah, he can do a few different things. I mean, he can definitely get tough yards up inside. He's a big guy. He runs with a good forward lean. He can catch the ball in the backfield. He can run to the outside. He's got a really good skill set. He just needs to keep working. He's got to always work on conditioning. You know, just those bigger backs always have to work on conditioning and staying in a weight room. And because he's a very naturally instinct, good instinctive football player, you know. And so we just need to keep working with him. But I think the more reps he gets, the better he's going to get.
You watch the Deviana practice every day, so you know his skill set. But are you even still impressed when you see how fast he is when he gets the ball and he's running down the field like that?
I apologize. Who were you asking about? Oh, I'm sorry. I call him JD. That's my fault. He's an explosive player. He's always, ever since we've seen him, even when we were you know, researching him and studying him in college, he always had a knack for the football. He always had a way of creating a turnover by putting – you know, basically directing his body right at the ball, his hands right at the ball. And so once he gets the ball in his hands, which he's been able to do the last couple games, I mean, he can run. I mean, he can fly. He's a 270-pound guy. He can really run. I mean, he played running back in high school. So, you know, he's got a very good skill set, and he's tough to handle. There's no doubt about it.
Has he done any lobbying for being a tight end like you've done with JJ sometimes?
No, not yet. But now that you asked that question, I'm sure he'll – go on his Twitter feed and see that question and lobby for more reps at tight end.
Yeah. Do you talk to Deshaun about protecting himself when he's moving around a lot? How does a quarterback do that?
I mean, I absolutely talk to him about that. I show him tapes of different guys over the last, you know, let's just say 10 years. I show him his own plays. We drill it in practice. But at the end of the day, you know, he has a very good instinct for it, and he's going to be defended in different ways. You know, Tennessee, you know, they just have a different defense than New England. They're going to defend him in a different way, and he's got to understand that, you know, being able to slide or maybe duck it out of bounds before he takes a hit, that's important for the team. You know, he's got to be out there for the team. So I think he'll get better and better at that. I thought he did a really good job of that in the New England game, but it'll be different this week, you know, as to how they attack him. But, yes, we definitely work on that.
How have you seen Deshaun be a leader on and off the field?
I think, you know, first of all, when you, leadership in football, you have to be a good player. So he's a good player, and, you know, I think he's really done a good job of coming into this locker room and being very respectful of the veterans in that locker room. And, you know, I think the guys have a lot of respect for him because of his work ethic and then his ability to go out on the field and make plays. As long as that continues, that's half the battle in leadership. You know, you don't really have to say anything if you're that good of a player. So I think his leadership skills are really good, especially for a young player. He takes command in the huddle. But I think it's going to continue to grow, obviously, as he keeps playing.
Bill, we asked you before about the kind of the strange preseason, you know, being away, coming back, going to New Orleans, coming back, being displaced a little bit. Now you get three in a row here at home, which is pretty rare in the NFL. You get three straight home games and a bye, so you're going to be here for a month. Is there any benefit when you're here for that long, especially with a rookie that, you know, if you don't have any more craziness going on and you can actually, you know, sit down and kind of focus on some things that are maybe out of your control when you've got Thursday night games and travel, etc.?
Yeah, there probably is a benefit. I just actually talked to the team out there, you know, about this really being our first. And this isn't any excuse for anything. This is just a fact. This is our first normal regular season weekly routine, you know, where you come in on Monday, you watch the tape, you lift, you meet, you get going on Tennessee, you give them the day off Tuesday, Wednesday, now you're into a work week, you know, first and second down, punt return, those types of things. And they have to understand that, you know, how does that relate to their schedule? But now you'll have that routine for the next, you know, especially with home games, for the next 3 weeks, like you said. So I do think that helps. I think it gives you extra time, especially leading up to the game later in the week when you're not, you know, having to get on a plane and things like that. But, you know, we just have to do what we have to do. But I do think getting into a more of a routine will definitely help, especially the younger player.
You know, you answered these kind of questions before, time. Yesterday you took part in that play 60 thing with your rookies. How special is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that, I think you guys know me by now. That's that part of me you really, you know, understand is that that means a lot to me. I mean, I'm on the board of the Houston Special Olympics and with Munch and Bruce Matthews and John McClain, who's very involved with that. I just think it's a great organization, what they do for kids and how they teach kids to compete and the way that they treat kids and they teach them about teamwork and all those different things and treat them like normal kids, like they want to be treated. I think it's a fantastic organization, always has been.
You coached against Dick LeBeau for a long time. What's it like, sort of some of the special challenges and some of the things he comes up with, because he's pretty much seen everything there is?
Yeah, he's a great coach. I mean, it's very challenging. He's, you know, like I've said in the past, he's the father of the zone blitz, and it seems to, you know, he brings that to every team that he's coached. Now, obviously, we went against him in Pittsburgh and now here in Tennessee. It's just very difficult to deal with because he knows how to design it. He knows how to disguise it. He does it in every package that he has. And it's hard, you know, and I think that's something that we've got to really do a good job of this week of, you know, the scout team giving a good look, having really good, sharp meetings, coaches being prepared in meetings. I thought the coaches did a great job this morning, you know, of preparing these guys for what it was at practice today. So we have to continue that tomorrow because it's a big challenge.
Michael Larkey said in the conference call that having a mobile quarterback like Mariota can actually help him when you face a team that has a mobile quarterback like they did last week, Russell Wilson. Conversely, does having Deshaun help you against a team like Mariota?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Mike on that in certain ways. I mean, I think we have a number of guys, you know, maybe not a number, but we have a few guys that can give us a look on the offensive scout team, whether it's Deshaun or some other guys, because of the skill set that we have at certain positions, that can give us that look. So I think he is right. When you have guys that are mobile back there and you go against each other in practice quite a bit, you know, it probably does help. Help the defense and vice versa.
All the plays that Deshaun's made with his legs, a lot of really exciting dynamic plays. It seems as if he's made some really, really big throws as well, especially last week in New England, down the seam, Bruce Ellington, touchdown, double coverage, looks off a safety. Can you just speak to how impressed have you been with some of the throws that he's been able to make despite his age?
Yeah, I think the guy's got a really good arm. I think he's an accurate passer. When he's able to be protected, you know, when there's a good pocket right there and he can stand in there, he can deliver the football. He can make all the throws. He can throw the deep out from one hash to the opposite side of the field, left and right. It's not easy for a right-handed quarterback to make that deep bow route out to the left, you know, from the right hash. I mean, he can throw deep balls. He can make all the throws. I think the big thing is it's not about that. I think with a young quarterback, especially a guy like Deshaun, who's got so many different skills, I think it's important to really talk about the pocket and how you need to present yourself basically in the pocket. What's your pocket presence like and how the thing is being blocked? Because the pocket moves a little bit in certain schemes. And so, you know, that's what we work on a lot with him. And I think he's getting better and better with that. And, you know, he's not a runner first. He's a passer first. He wants to throw the football. He's a very good passer. And then he takes it from there. But I've always been impressed with his ability to throw. Yeah, he's improved every week, knock on wood, because I'd like it has to continue. He's played more and more. I think he's always been decent at being able to cover backs and be a good special teams player, be a good space player. I think where he's gotten better and better is playing in the box and playing against the run. He's been a physical guy in there, and he did a good job against Cincinnati, and he did a good job against New England in that regard. So I think if that continues, if he's able to study, Bobby and Mike are doing a great job with him. I think he's going to continue to get better and better. That's what he does. He works. He's kind of a quiet kid and just works very hard to get better every week.
Can Chris Thompson help special teams? Just promoted him, but is that kind of an open thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can definitely help us there. I mean, you saw what he did in the preseason. He made some plays on the coverage units, and then, you know, I think he can help us on offense. You know, I think having fast guys is a good thing.
With young players in any position, what does it take for you to build up the type of trust where obviously most talented guys got to play, and in some cases talent wins, but you still have to be able to execute? For you as a head coach and play caller, what does it take for you to be able to trust young players, rookies, first year, second year guys, that with the game on the line they can execute?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, I think the big thing there is, what do you see in the meeting room? What do you see on the practice field? And then you try to make as good a decision as you can, because you will never know the answer to that question until they're in that situation in a game. I was actually, you know, thinking about that the other day, you know, coming back from New England. I mean, I just think that once you're in the game and you watch the guy, who, whatever position it is, offensive line, quarterback, obviously, linebacker, like John just asked about Zach, how do they perform in the game? You know what they've done in practice. You trust it from what they've done in the meeting room. They know the answers to the questions. They can practice at a high level. Now, when it really matters the most, how do they perform in a game? And I think that's where you learn the most about a guy, to be able to say, look, I trust this guy in that situation.
Thank you.